Good evening, Patriots. This is Pragmatic, and this is my latest Q broadcast. Today is Friday, March 22nd. Got a special announcement for you. As usual, if you're following along at home and you're doing your own Q decodes, you can find Q posts on qmap.pub, qanon.pub. If you go to qmap.pub, you'll notice something interesting. You can click on this purple kind of lavender link at the top, and there's a click here. There's a new QMap mobile app in the Android Play Store. I downloaded it, installed it last night. It's a couple bucks, and I really like it. It displays posts really well. You can toggle it off and on, just like the website. A lot of people don't know this, but you can toggle the style from dark background with gray text to a white background with kind of black and blue text. I prefer the light background myself. That's just me. But the mobile app is pretty cool, and it's out there. It's not available on iOS yet. I don't believe there are any Q apps available on iOS yet. All right. My theme for this broadcast is, who is Rachel Chandler? A player that Q has brought up in the past. We're going to learn about Rachel Chandler. Wanted to do a little introduction first for those of you who might be new following my broadcasts and might be wondering why I cover things a bit differently than some Q decoders. I write about Q, but I have a specific audience that I'm called to write for. Most of the Anons on the board who've been on the chans for years probably won't find my threads all that interesting, but that is okay because the Anons are not my primary audience. And I'm not dissing the Anons. I'm not saying anything negative. I love the Anons, and I think they do great research. But because they do their own research, they don't really need my information all that much. The people that need my information are normies, people, average people who don't know anything about Q, don't know anything about the Chans. So that is the audience I actually write for and do my broadcast for. I'm trying to reach the normies, trying to reach average people who don't know anything about the occult, don't know much about pedophilia, don't know about the elites. So that is my calling. You know, and I speak from personal experience because I am not a truther, not a conspiracy theorist. Wasn't really interested in this stuff most of my life, just kind of stumbled upon it. And I can tell you from personal experience, most normies are easily repulsed by sensationalism, gore, and the wild and often unsupported claims that a lot of people make when they research this subject. Early in Q's mission, we were warned about the dangers of presenting too much difficult information to normies too quickly. Normies reject that information as unbelievable, even when they're presented with facts and evidence. Truthers tend to think that everyone wants to know the truth, but the fact is, most people would actually prefer to believe the world is exactly as they think it is. Regardless of whether their view actually reflects the realities of the world. People just want, essentially that's what confirmation bias is about. You look for information that confirms what you already believe. Q said 99% of the world's population would end up in a hospital if they were confronted with the truth. For that reason, I think it's necessary to present information to normies in a way that allows them to adjust their thinking a little at a time. A handful of powerful people control the world, according to Q. And they do that by controlling elected leaders, mostly. Elected leaders are usually controlled by a blackmail after being caught in compromising situations, many times through a setup that is designed to capture them on film, engaging in some kind of illegal or illicit activity. US and UK politicians were controlled through such an operation that was based out of Saudi Arabia. This is a post from Q, November 5th, 2017. Just going to read a few things from this post. What just happened in Saudi Arabia? This was on November 5th, right after the arrest of the corrupt Saudi princes. Who was arrested? Funds frozen? Why would this this former president be funded pre-political days repeat? And this is referring to Obama. Why was Jared Kushner in Saudi Arabia recently? This was something Q asked before the arrest of the Saudi princes. Why was POTUS' last tweet regarding Saudi Arabia prior to the arrests happening? Why was POTUS' Twitter taken down days before under cover of rogue employee? Refocus again. Who was arrested in Saudi Arabia? Any ownership in U.S. companies? Why is this relevant? Twitter? Las Vegas? Recent events? Why would investment be made in a former president? Pre-political days? Right, goes on. Who are the bad actors? Who funds the majority of U.S. senior politicians? Fantasyland. Fantasyland. Was the former president of the United States groomed to be commander-in-chief? Is this possible? Is the U.S. political election system corrupt? All right, and then we finish up here with the complete picture would put 99% of Americans, the world, in a hospital. All right, so this is a rare glimpse at the 40,000-foot view, what Q calls it. Q doesn't go there very often because most people just can't tolerate it. Prior to the arrest of the Saudi princes in 2017, sex with and marriage to children in Saudi Arabia was pretty commonplace. This is an article on The Guardian from 2011. It talks about why no one is protecting Saudi Arabia's child brides. Now, after the crackdown of corrupt princes in Saudi Arabia, and after Mohammed bin Salman became the crown prince, he has created a lot of reforms in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, including a law banning marriage to children under the age of 15. A lot of people don't know that. Jeffrey Epstein's island is alleged to be a situation where politicians and other powerful people have been filmed in compromising situations, and the evidence of their indiscretions has been used against them to control them. Q has been posting recently about an upcoming decision in a court case involving Jeffrey Epstein, Epstein Island, and the disclosure of documents that have been sealed. A judge was supposed to rule by March 19th whether those documents were going to be unsealed. I think that's one of the, Q gave us this 21-day countdown. And that 21-day countdown ended on March 19th. The judge was going to rule that day whether those documents would be unsealed on that day. Well, two attorneys filed briefs requesting that the judge keep those documents sealed. So that extended the timeline on that. So now we're waiting for to find out if the judge is going to allow those documents to be made public. And Q has been hinting that this is going to be a powder keg if the judge unseals those documents. In the first week of November 2017, Q foreshadowed the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. A short time later, the news broke about the arrest of the corrupt princes. Throughout Q's mission, Q has foreshadowed a lot of different subjects, including peace talks with North Korea, the end of the Iran deal, and the restructuring of the Federal Reserve. By foreshadowing different subjects and people, Q gets us thinking about them and researching them, things that are going to be in the headlines. When Q brings up a subject, we don't know if it's going to become a news item in 2 days, 2 months, or 2 years. I typically do a little bit of research, put it in a file, make a mental note, and then I wait for further information from Q. That is why when Q brings up some of these subjects only for a day or two, I don't do extensive broadcasts on a subject unless Q is continuing to bring this subject up. A lot of these, Q just wants us to do some preliminary work, let us know it's going to be coming up in the future. Q foreshadowed Rachel Chandler last April and asked Anons to do some digging, see what they could learn about her. There was also a warning to people who are connected to her, none are safe. One of the Anons posted this, GM Ghislaine Maxwell. It's one of the, she was a girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein, and she is actually accused of being the handler for this woman here. And so Q responded to that, look up Ray Chandler, none are safe, Q. All right, that was almost a year ago. That was last April. All right, so foreshadowing, Q is telling us this is going to become an issue in the future. Most people who've been following Q and doing research, they've acquired some information about Rachel Chandler between last year and now. Now we have a warning from Q that her story may hit the headlines if the judge in Epstein's case makes those documents public. We don't know if that's going to happen. Okay. This picture was a current lead-in to the discussion of Rachel Chandler. It's Bill Clinton and a whole bunch of guys, and Q is asking a couple of questions. Who was on the boat waiting? How many girls were there? Who took the photo? Follow the attorney, those things. Okay, so an Anon posted this and said, I started digging on the pic that Q posted, trying to figure out who took the picture. Doing research, it looks on 10i. The first article that pops up is from True Pundit from last March. One thing that popped up, going to dig out further a bit, was the location of the picture taken. So he talks about the location, and then he says, no idea who took the pic yet, still digging, but I thought I'd share that. Anybody know anything about this resort? Is it the last resort? Q then posted this. How many girls were waiting for their return to the boat? Who owned the boat? What does a handler procure? Is the handler one of many connected to Epstein? Flight logs reveal many hidden artifacts. RC in brackets Q. So Q is suggesting there were a bunch of girls probably on the boat waiting for the guys to return. I'm guessing they were what young women that were being used as sex slaves. Who owned the boat? Don't know. But you know, what does a handler procure? A handler, in this case, prepares young women to be sex slaves for these rich and powerful people. Is the handler, and I think Q here is telling us, who is connected to the boat and who the handler is? Is the handler one of many connected to Epstein? One of many is an interesting phrase. Apparently Epstein has numerous handlers that he works with. Flight logs reveal many hidden artifacts. I did not dig through the flight logs yet. I haven't had time. But that is something that a lot of people will be doing in the next week or two, assuming that these files, these documents, are unsealed by the judge. And then we have Ray Chandler in brackets. Just a word of warning. I would suggest when researching and looking up these people on social media, do not engage in any kind of harassing, threatening, or intimidating behavior unless you want to spend some time in jail. I would not tag them in comments. I would just observe them, make notes, and just know that justice is coming. All right. Q posted a link to this rachelchandler.us that leads to a link to her Tumblr page. So Anons have been digging on that pretty heavily. Link to Epstein's flight logs. Again, more information that people will be looking into. All right. What is a handler? This is a story on Daily Mail UK. Virginia Roberts to proceed with civil case against Ghislaine Maxwell. Maxwell was Epstein's girlfriend, and Virginia Roberts accused her of being her handler, preparing her to have sex with men, teaching them everything a man wants in a woman. So that is what a handler is, for those of you who don't know. Ray Chandler is a photographer. She specializes in modeling photography. And according to this article, she thinks it's awesome being able to give broke kids $10,000 each for their services. This is from Vogue. It's a gallery of photos that she's taken. Here's another one from Getty Images. She has her photos posted on a lot of different websites. If you do any research, you'll just run into these. And the Anons began digging and posting these photos on the board. Q began reposting them and made a few comments. That's pretty much what we're going to see for the rest of this video. However, I would ask you to stick around because I have a little news at the end. All right, so Q asked, who is Rachel Chandler? What high-profile elite people fund and provide Rachel with her photography studio? What is the studio used for? Well, ostensibly, it's used for photography. But Q asks, what is a studio really used for? I'm guessing it's used for some pedophilia-related activities. Who has Ray Chandler been pictured with? This goes far beyond spirit cooking models. Q. All right, so an Anon posted this. Chandler equals child handler. These people are sick. And Q reposted all of these photos that I'm going to show you. But I responded to this one. If the records become unsealed, much will be revealed. Watch the news for Rachel Chandler, Q. All right, so, and Anon posted this old one post from Eminem. This came up last year when we were doing our digs. Q responded, this one case has the ability to bring down the many rich and powerful people, those who scream the loudest, Q. I don't know if Q is referring to Eminem's case or this case in general, the case about Jeffrey Epstein and all of these related people. But Eminem has been a very outspoken critic of the president, and I wonder if that's because he's afraid his past is going to come back to get him. And Anon posted this, photos of different people. That might be Tom Arnold right there. I'm not sure. Well-known photo of Ray Chandler and Bill Clinton. Looks like they're on an airplane. Could be the Lita Express. I don't know. Q responded to that one. Epstein Island dungeon beneath the temple. Sex and torture rooms. Openly flaunt across social media. Untouchable? Yeah, they thought they were untouchable. They thought that they would be in power the entire time, and they never thought Hillary was going to lose. But now they all lose. And Anon noticed that Q posted at exactly the same time as the president. We have this post with Eminem, and we have a tweet from President John Solomon. As Russia collusion fades, Ukrainian plot to help Clinton emerges. Q posted 9 seconds before the president tweeted. Someone asked me today, you know, what's the relevance? Why does it matter? If Q and the president are not posting about the same subject, why does any of this matter? Well, I would just ask you one thing. Try to tweet something at exactly the same time the president tweets. Just try to do it one time. Try to match a tweet on Twitter or a post on Facebook to the same time that the president is doing it. Then try to beat the president by 9 seconds or 15 seconds or 20 seconds, and then try to do it 21 times. That is what Q has been able to do. May not seem relevant, but it is not as easy to do as you might think. All right. So Q thanked the Anon for making the graphic. And we have this. This is from an article, Models to Watch in 2017. As predicted by Midland's agencies, Ray Chandler and Walter Pierce. It's a bunch of models that they thought were going to be up and coming. I don't know. People don't look very happy. It's one thing I noticed about that picture. Q asked, where are they now? All right. Last night on QMap.pub, we had almost, at one point, there was 580,000 people online, almost 600,000 people online doing research. And this was, Q had not posted in 24 hours, so there's a lot of people doing research on this right now. Q reposted this collage of people. We have Marina Abramovic here and a lot of other people. If you're interested in getting the IDs on these people, you can go on any of the Q websites and look at the images and figure out who these people are. I'm just posting them because general information. This Anon said, Ray Chandler's Tumblr is just on the edge of gross. This Anon said, the royals are in there somewhere as well. And this is an old post from Lisa May from last year. Prince Andrew with Virginia Roberts. She's the one that accused Ghislaine Maxwell of being her handler. A little better image there. Peter Beard, who is a photographer, and Ray. And then this is an interesting photo. It is believed to be a photo of a bank of security cameras on Epstein Island. This is found on Ray Chandler's Instagram page. And this is an article about Peter Beard. His wife had him thrown in a psychiatric hospital when he came home with some hookers, apparently. And we have this one. I don't know who this guy is. Let's see, let me unroll this a little bit. Mary-Kate Olsen, Ray Chandler, and Hannah Leiden, I guess, I don't know who that is. Matt Rothschild, with Ray Chandler, Adam McEwen, and Brianna Lance, according to the caption. Britney Spears. That looks like Richard Gere right there. And, oh, I had a couple of dreams last night. Actually, not last night, two nights ago, I wanted to tell you about. I actually had a dream where Mitch McConnell was preparing a way to deal with corruption that is about to be exposed in Congress. And then I had another dream where I watched as the mainstream media, I kind of looked back, how they had correctly reported on isolated corruption in the past, but they never connected the dots, never painted the full picture. And there was a question in the dream about how the media was going to be viewed by society when society realized they never helped them understand how widespread the corruption was. This is a picture that the Anon posted. Q made a comment here. Prince Andrew is deeply connected. And Paris Hilton. And the next image, collage. The Anon said Anon's dig. He reposted that. And then we have this one. Oh, the red shoes. We've talked about that before. Got a child laying down with a little pentagram there. Q said, keep digging Anons. Rachel Chandler is key. Q. Q then posted this. Ray Chandler equals Allison Mack times 100. Q. There was an update yesterday on Allison Mack. She is continuing, it sounds like, to name names. She's in active plea negotiations, attempting to avoid a criminal trial. So this is in the NXIVM sex cult case. As many stars are going to be taken down because of that, there's going to be a lot more taken down by Ray Chandler's testimony, more than likely. Q posted a link to Michael Chelbin's photo gallery, connection to Ray Chandler. Are you awake, Q? This is just one photo. There's a revolving gallery on this website. I just took this one screenshot. There's a lot more on there. Q posted this, the Standard Hotel, Rachel Chandler, Q. Standard Hotel goes back more than a year. There was a helicopter crash near Newport Beach. The hotel general manager of the Standard Hotel was killed. Q asked, what happened at those hotels, Q? And one of the Anons says, Watsman was the general manager of the Standard Hotel in West Hollywood. She had worked for the company for 11 years. It's an article, and here's a link to it. Q then responded, what happened at the hotel, AS, Adam Schiff is in brackets. What is Adam Schiff attempting right now? Favor repaid, Q. An Anon posted this, pedo ring, human trafficking at the hotel. Adam Schiff's district, he knew he's trying to cut a deal because he knows he's grass. Q responded to that, the intel just dropped is bigger than you can imagine, Q. All right. Paris Hilton, somebody posted that. And Q asked, who did Nikki Hilton, sister of Paris, marry? James Rothschild, Q. Q then posted a link to the FBI tip page. I think Q is giving people a hint that if you know something and you want to save yourself a long, difficult trial, you may want to come clean and file a report, even if it's anonymous. And before we go, this is breaking news, just posted about 15 minutes ago. NBC News is reporting that Attorney General William Barr has received the final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. The investigation is over. And people have also been reporting that Mueller is not going to recommend any further indictments. So Q has indicated that once Mueller's report is finalized, then comes D-class, then comes the Inspector General's report, then comes the truth, and then comes justice. So that is all I have for this report. I hope you all have an amazing weekend. I would imagine Q might be posting something, giving us some information about the Mueller report. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep Denise and I in prayer. Like I said on my last broadcast, this is not just for entertainment. This is serious. Pray for the victims. Pray for your enemies. Pray for everybody who is involved in this, that God's will would be done.